It's that time once a year again when our high school graduates are going to be getting their degree, they're going to be celebrating, and then off they go. You know what? Maybe they ought to pause. And mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, maybe you ought to sit them down and explain the facts of life to them from an adult perspective on where they want to be, what they want to do, and the value of that education. Here on the Kenai Peninsula, we are really privileged, thanks to Clayton Brockle and Ginger Stuffy and Gary Turner and now Cheryl Seemers, to have an educational institution that is really leading the way for the future, which is not just liberal arts. It's not just getting a degree to have a degree and then trying to figure out what you want to do in order to pay for those student loans. There are so many opportunities here, and I'm talking right now with Brian Partridge of the Ketchikan Bay campus. And usually Cheryl Seemers brings this annual report. Now she's the director, but she was just drafted from here to be the interim chancellor. And Brian came up to talk to a very small group of people about what our college campus offers, and it is so exciting. Mom and dad, listen, set your kids down and just have them experience what is here. Now, tell me, Brian, you're down south, and of course, there are different campuses, which all started with just the one campus here, thanks to Clayton Brockle. But what are the opportunities, whether you wanted to go to Homer or stay here on the Central Peninsula, that are available for our high school grads?
What are the opportunities? There are hundreds of opportunities when it really comes down to it. The idea of KPC is that we are the college of the community. And so our goal has always been to meet the needs of the Kenai Peninsula, whether it's for education or job training. KPC has always embraced this dual mission model. And so the first mission being the traditional academic model. And so you can come to KPC and get your AA degree. You can get an occupational endorsement certificate. You can get training. You can get a bachelor's. And so you can come to my campus down in Homer and earn a bachelor's degree in psychology or history. You can even work through collaborative efforts through the UAA and UAF program and work on graduate kind of stuff while you're here. So while we embrace our academic hat, at the same time, just as important to us is the industry training hat. And so at the Kenai River campus, you can come and take classes in process technology and instrumentation. We have a robust welding program where you can come and learn various welding techniques and get certifications that you can then turn immediately into a position in the local industry. The example I use, because it's one that's close to my heart, is my number three son was driving from Homer to Kenai twice a week to take classes here in the welding program. On his way to become, I think he wanted to be a diesel technician at the time, but he was recruited out of that welding class and now works locally here in the Kenai area. And as a young man, he is, giving back to the industry. He's looking for his first home.
And able to make dad some loans. Right? Am I right?
No, absolutely. And this is coming from a family of long-term academics. I remember when I was graduating high school, the question was, where are you going to college? Not, are you going to college? But that's not necessarily the model anymore. We are really about the community, and college or getting a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or a PhD, absolutely. Obviously, I'm a big fan being an academic, but it's not the only model.
So it's the pathway. And because we're talking to high school seniors and parents thereof, we should be listening to these kids about what they want to do, what they like to do, what they have a passion to do. Then you can plan a pathway. And where I'm going is that pathway can begin right here. I'm not saying don't go out and see the world or don't travel, but you're looking at huge economic benefits to spending a couple of years here to get that professional training and then be a traveling nurse or be a firefighter in New York City if you want. But the opportunity for you is right here.
Absolutely. I mean, you can come and stay local. You know, you don't have to spend big money on dorms and meal plans and all this stuff. And so if your goal is to become a paramedic, we have one of the best PMed programs in the state. And so you can come and stay local. You know, you can work it around your job. You can work it around your family. And you can come and earn a degree that then you can take anywhere. And you can do that with your local college.
Now, Brian, it took you almost an hour to briefly outline all of these opportunities that we're talking about here at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce. But it needs more time. If grandma, grandpa, mom and dad and the student themselves want to find out about those opportunities and not just put it aside as being a community college or something that doesn't meet what I've always dreamt of, where do they get that information?
So my suggestion, you can start on our website. So you can go to kpc.alaska.edu and it'll show you what's available in terms of degree plans. But also one of the best ways is to come and talk to folks. You can come to the Kenai River campus right here in Kenai and come and talk to student service individuals and, you know, bring your student with you and talk about what the opportunities are. You can go to the same place and talk about your degree plan, financial aid, you know, where that degree can go. In Homer, you can come, you walk in the front door, and we will greet you, and you can talk to a professional about what we can offer. We can figure out if we can help with finances, and we can get you registered. You know, come and talk to folks. You know, we are part of the community, and we're open to the community.
It's all available right here. Brian, thank you for coming up and sharing with us. From the Ketchikan Bay Campus, Brian Partridge is the Ketchikan Bay Campus Director. And I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to the Times They Are a Changing Once Again sound of KSRM.